Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. Hey, good morning. Pastor John here with this week's 10 at 10. Hope you are enjoying yourself. It's a man, snowy day. It's, you know, I'm done. I'm done with the snow. I'm done with it. I want it to be done. I want it to be gone. I want it to be away. I'm so, shoveled so much snow. Oh my goodness. It's a, you know, good workout and stuff, but I'm ready to be done with this snow. And so hopefully you're doing well and safe and warm. You got enough food and got everything, you know, that you need. But for this 10 at 10, I want to jump in the word with you and share a couple things that I believe the Lord is speaking to me about. And I wanted to share with you this morning. If you have your Bible, open up to James, book of James, chapter 1 is where we're going to be. We've been talking, you know, for the last few weeks, going back, talking about prayer and talking about the will of God and talking about, that prayer is an exchange. You're exchanging, you know, the will of God. You're exchanging your will, saying not my will be done, but your will be done. And that we should watch and pray so we don't enter into temptation. And so hopefully it's been a blessing to you. I want to kind of continue with that and talk about taking action today. Because you have the ability in Christ to take action. And so we'll get into that. And by the way, hopefully we'll still be able to have our worship night this Saturday night. We'll see how the weather goes the next couple of days and try to get everything cleaned off and done so we can be there for Saturday night and then also Sunday morning. So open your Bible to James chapter 1 and we're going to pray. We're going to get in the word. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for everyone that's watching. I pray over their family, over their household. I speak peace to them. And I thank you that your word will leap off the page. Speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, and help us receive today in Jesus' name. Amen. So James chapter 1, this whole thing is really, really, really good. Look at verse 21, James chapter 1, verse 21. I know you know this scripture. I know you've seen it before and you've read it before, but we want to look at it. And verse 21, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. So I want to stop right there. I want to break a couple things down. So in context, remember, he started off talking about temptation and talking about sin and how we enter into temptation. And our own selfish desires is what causes us to go into temptation. So what you want to be able to do is take action early, on the early side of it, before you get deep into the temptation, before you're knee deep and then, you know, waist deep into a temptation and your emotions and the circumstance and everything's lying to you and you feel like, oh my gosh, I just got to do this. You've got to, you know, catch it early by watching and praying and having, you know, your will surrendered for God's will and really just declaring over your life every day that God, you know, it's my will to do your will. You know, in the Psalm, which I believe is talking about Jesus in the Psalms, it talks about it's my delight to do your will. Jesus said, I have food that you know not of, which is doing the will of God. So we need to have an appetite for the will of God. We need to have a desire to do the will of God. If you don't have a desire to do the will of God, then taking action in the will of God is not going to be something that comes easy for you. So the first thing that you have to do, and just write this down or take note of it somehow, is you have to desire and delight to do his will. There has to be a part of you that says, I want to do the will of God. I love God. I want to do the will of God. And you don't want your motive to be fear or manipulation. You want your motive to be love. Like, I love God and I know He loves me and I want to do the will of God. And that's a great place to start. If you want to take action and activate the assignment of God in your life, then you need to start saying that. You need to start saying, God, I delight to do your will. And if you say, well, Pastor John, I really don't delight in doing God's will. Well, then you need to repent. You need to by faith, you know, you've got to say no to yourself, deny yourself, take up your cross, which means you are now taking up your cross as you're being in agreement with God and with His will, with His purpose for your life. And you're saying no to you. You're saying yes to the finished work of Jesus Christ. And by His grace, by grace through faith, what happens is you begin to activate the will of God in your life. And you activate the will of God in your life by taking action. So the first action you need to take is just to make that kind of declaration in prayer and make it bold and make it with authority. Like, and tell yourself, tell the devil, tell God in worship, tell yourself, you know, in just a declaration, and tell the enemy, you know, with authority that I delight to do God's will. That I'm a disciple of Christ and I delight to do God's will. And then let that be a starting place. And then from there, when you say, I delight to do God's will and it's my pleasure, then He gives you, as you keep saying that to your heart and saying that to yourself, what'll happen is your faith will begin to grow in that area. And then you'll have the what'll happen is you'll be able to lay aside what it says in verse 21. You'll lay aside filthiness and overflow of wickedness. So you put this sinful stuff down. You say, I don't want this. You look at the sin in your life. It's like, I don't want this anymore. I don't want that attitude. I don't want it. I don't want it. And I want God's will. I want to walk in truth. And so whatever the sin that you're struggling with, or the pressure, the temptation that you're facing, whatever it is, you call it by name, you identify it, and don't let the temptation lie to you, making you feel like the temptation is you. That means you're caught in the temptation. What you want to do is you want to speak to that thing and you want to say, I don't want you. You don't make me happy. You don't fulfill me. All you do is lie to me and steal from me. And so you speak to it and you put it away. You put away that filthiness. You put away that stuff. And then you receive, the word of God. You receive the implanted word of God. So the implanted word means that you are literally planting the word of God into your soul. You're taking the word of God and you're planting it into your soul by declaring it, by saying it. And that's the action that needs to be, the first action that needs to be taken is you put God's word in your mouth and you begin to say it. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You got to say the word of God. You say it until you believe it, and then you believe it as you say it. Say it until you believe it, and then believe it as you say it. And you reject the sin and you receive the word of God. God, it's my delight to do your will. God, I'm going to serve you today. Today is a great day with Jesus. Lord, this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And you begin to just declare the word of God. God, I don't want that. I want you. God, I don't love that. I love you. And you begin to repent from the sin and replace that sin with the word of God. And it goes on in verse 22, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. If you're not a doer of the word, then you don't know who you are. If you're not a doer of the word, you will forget what kind of man Christ or person God Christ has made you to be. But he who looks, meaning present, always present tense, he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, meaning the word of God, and continues in it, is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does. So if you want to be blessed, then you walk in what's already blessed. A lot of people, God bless me, God help me, oh God, come, putting all the responsibility on God to come do something when he's already empowered you to do something. And he wants you to take action, to be a doer of the word. It's the first action is hearing the word in your mouth, you saying the word of God. I delight to do your will, not my will be done, but your will be done. God, I thank you that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And then as you study the word, you receive it like you're putting it into the garden of your soul and you plant the word of God in your soul. You plant it, you uproot the sinful stuff and you plant the word of God in your mouth and you take action. But Pastor John, you don't understand. I don't feel like doing it. Or, oh, what about this? Or what about them? Or what? Hey, what about you taking action on the word of God? I love Zig Ziglar. I don't know if y'all know Zig Ziglar or whatever. I've loved him. My mom listened to him for years and has all his tapes and everything. And he makes this statement. He says, you've got to be before you can do. And you've got to do before you can have. And I add to it, you've got to have before you can give. And so your being is your identity. And Christ, anyone who's in Christ is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So out of your new being, you've got to deal with your old habits. Those old things that are lingering around, you've got to take action and activate the new life in you. Activate the Christ in you. Activate your life by taking action. So out of your new being, you've got to do. And before you can, you know, don't wait for peace. Don't wait for the blessing. Don't wait for somebody else, even God, to come do something. You've got to trust that God has already done his part, and you got to take action to, by faith, do the word of God. God, I thank you that you empower me, and I thank you that your grace empowers me for obedience, and I'm going to obey you. I'm not going to keep making these same mistakes. I'm not going to keep making these same sins. I'm not going to keep doing the same old stuff. God, I'm going to do your will. It's my delight to do your will, and I'm going to be blessed in what I do. When I read and hear the word of God, I'm receiving it and hearing it, knowing that this is the description of who I am in you. And I'm not going to deceive myself by hearing the word of God and then not doing it. That sets up this inner tension and turmoil in you that actually makes temptation greater and bigger in your life. But if you want to make the temptation smaller, you make the decision of your will to say, I submit myself to God's will. God's will is God's word, and it's my delight to do God's will. And out of my new being in Christ, that I'm going to trust that he made me new, that the cross worked, and the resurrection is real, and that Christ lives in me. So I'm going to be, and I'm going to do, and I'm going to have so that I can give. So doing is so important. If you are stuck in a place where you have to feel it before you do it, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. See, what you need to understand is doing activates feeling. Doing activates feeling. So you're blessed in what you do. You don't have to feel it. You say, God, I trust you. I'm going to obey your word. And I put away the filth. I put away the nonsense. I say no to selfishness. I say no to sin. And I say yes to your word. God, what is your will in this specific situation? So analyze the temptation that you're facing. Look at it as if you're looking at it in somebody else's life. Look at it and say, what is God's will in this situation? And if you don't know what God's will is in this specific situation that you're facing, you need to go to the word and find God's will. And once you find God's will in this situation, then you do it, because the Spirit of God will empower you to do it as you activate it by action. As you activate it by action. It's my delight to do your will, oh God. And you just begin to do it, and you continue in it. And then you'll be blessed, because you're activating the blessing of God in your life by doing what he's already blessed, instead of sitting there waiting for him to come bless you. You're a disciple of Christ. Do the word of God. Activate it. Take action, and your life will change. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for everyone watching. And I pray that as they decide to take action, that the grace and power of your Holy Spirit will overflow in their life. And that the action that they take, motivated by love, motivated by faith, will change their life forever. May the blessing of the Lord rest upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Love you guys. Hopefully see you Saturday night.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.